Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is 26th of May 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you be master knowledgeful and face any adverse situation with the power of your original stage. Your original stage, Swastiti, means the stage of soul consciousness, Atmic Stiti. Adverse situations, Parastiti, come from people or matter, Vyakti Paristhiti. But if your original stage is powerful, Swastiti, adverse situations are nothing in front of it. Those who are stable in their original stage can never become afraid of any type of adverse situation because they have become knowledgeful souls. They have the knowledge of three aspects of time and of all souls. They know that the soul is under an external influence and they will therefore serve that soul with good wishes and pure feelings and not be afraid but will be constantly keep smiling. So Baba is talking about Swastiti. There are a few things about Swastiti here. What happens when we are situated in our original stage? What happens when we are situated in Swastiti? The very first thing that happens is fearlessness. Baba is telling us what happens when we are situated in our original stage. The first thing that happens is fearlessness. You become fearless. Swastiti means original stage, and one becomes fearless in life only and only when one knows the deathless. Unless and until the knowledge of deathless comes unto us, fear will never depart from us. Some or other form of fear, some or other form of insecurity, some or other form of anxiety will always stay, and that angst-ridden mind will never achieve perennial happiness, peace. So, when you are situated in your original stage of Swastiti, the first thing that happens is you achieve a sort of fearlessness. Because if you analyze most of our fears, our phobias, they are baseless. They don't have any basis at all. They are, most of them are imaginary. Just as there was a woman and she used to dream every day, every night, that a ghost is chasing her. It's a dark night, utter darkness, and in that darkness she is alone in one jungle and she is running and running, and one ghost is there, absolutely stark dark, and that ghost is following her, and every time she would wake up with pounding heart, every time she would be afraid, and this dream would recur every day. It happened once that she was dreaming that a ghost, that same dream again, dark night, the jungle, and a ghost is following her, and she is running and running and running, and a time comes, she comes to a cliff and now she cannot go any further. There's just the dead end, and now she lies down like this supine, and that ghost comes over her, and she asks that ghost, that dark shadow, who are you? This is for the first time it happens. Otherwise every time she feels that it is following her, but she never encounters that ghost. But this is for the first time she sees that ghost and she asks, who are you? That dark shadow says, how will I know? This is your dream. How will I know? This is your dream. So this is all imaginary. We are creating some ghost and some imaginary fears in our mind. What people will say. Fear of this, fear of that, fear of that. So many fears are cluttering in the mind. If this happens, then what? Those who don't go to Mumbai, you know, one of my friend was telling, I just fear those locals. What happens if local doesn't stop? And what happens if there is a huge crowd and I could not get down? That's why I don't want to go to Mumbai. Our Ramesh Bhaiji, Ramesh Shahji, he used to say, Baba says in Sakar Murli that Mumbai will not be there in Satyug. So if you want to see Mumbai, come now. Because in Satyug, you are not going to see Mumbai. So you have to come to Mumbai now. So, you know, the first thing that happens from this Vardhan is fearlessness. Because you have achieved the deathless. You have reached that stage when you know that Nainam Chindanti Shastrani, Nainam Dahati Pavaka, fire cannot burn this soul. You know that air cannot dry this soul. You know that weapons cannot penetrate this soul. You know that water cannot wet it. It remains unaffected. The eternal, the lasting, the eternal point of light. And I am that Tattvamasi. The moment the knowledge of Tattvamasi comes, thou art that. Then I am not this Nachabhati Bhuta Sangam. I am not this assemblage of cartilage and tendons and bones and muscles and blood. I am something else. And the moment that knowledge comes, you become fearless. The fear of death is the greatest fear. And person is attached to life. Jiveshna is always there. He doesn't want to give up the body. No matter what else is there. You must have seen that movie. Swarg mein ek seat khali hai. People are suffering at the hands of their relatives, but they are not willing to come with Narad. Narad is saying, please come to me, only one seat is vacant. But they are not willing to come because they are attached to people, persons, to this world. And this attachment actually induces fear. So the very knowledge that I am not this body, I am not this, which is not real. I am the real one. So Baba is saying in this today's Vadan, Swastiti means fearlessness. The first thing is fearless. Second, powerful. When you are situated in Swastiti, you are very powerful. When you are not situated in Swastiti, you are very weak, very infirm. Every Tom, Dick and Harry comes and disturbs you. Every situation comes, every smallest of the situation comes and disturbs you. Not to talk of the Himalayan situations, but the situation like a mole comes and it throws you, spins you out of the order. So, you suddenly achieve power. You feel that power, that I am powerful. But then, this is not just going to come by parrot reading. I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. Not this. But with deeper understanding. With experience. With that silence. With that solitude. You realize, yes, I am this. I am not this. This is unreal. This is shadow. But I am not the shadow. I am something which is real. So automatically, spiritual powers fill. You know why these evil spirits are so powerful? Because they are without bodies. The moment you detach yourself from the body, power starts filling. Power starts descending upon the soul. All the powers come. We are weak because we are attached to the body. The moment we try to detach ourselves, we become powerful. All those saints, all those yogis, all those architects, all those painters, all those sculptors, all those poets, why they were so powerful? Their imagination, because they would go in the nature, they would sit there and then suddenly they would get detached from the body. Even though they did not have the knowledge of soul, but willingly, unwillingly, they are becoming soul conscious. You know, Socrates has described his death. He was given poison. Crito gave him poison and he is drinking poison. But he is conscious. He is narrating, now I am feeling legs are no more. Now I am feeling my hands are no more. Now I am feeling my body is no more. Now I am feeling my face is no more. But I am still there. Body is disappearing. Body is vanishing into thin air. But I, the soul, I am persisting. This is probably the first event in the Western world which they have described. Aristotle has described, Socrates has described about soul, though he did not know the full knowledge of soul. His disciple Aristotle, his disciple Plato, this group of people, they have believed in that non-physical existence of human in the Western philosophy. Otherwise, these three things, they do not believe in the, if you want to divide this world, they divide into two religions, three in the West and three in the East. Three, Christianity, Judaism and Islam. They do not believe in soul, or they do not believe in rebirth. And three religions on this side, they believe in rebirth. Jainism, Buddhism and Hinduism. If you want to divide this world into two categories, these are two categories. So even these people who did not have the knowledge of soul, but they did believe in something which is eternal. Something which is very much there. You know, people are pelting stones upon Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said, he was asked, Tell us about Abraham. He says, before Abraham, I am. People say, how? What nonsense you are talking? You have come just now, you are 30 year old, and you are saying that Abraham, before Abraham, you existed. And they start throwing stones. He says, before Abraham was, I am. Means, I was there all the time. It's never that my soul was not there. In fact, indirectly he is pointing to that reason, or to that thing, his soul exists. Even in Christianity, this event is there. So, the moment you become soul conscious, you become powerful. The moment you become body conscious, your power dwindles down. The moment you become body consciousness, something which is powerful in you has waned. With soul consciousness, waxing occurs. With body consciousness, waning occurs. So the second thing in this Vardhan is you become powerful. Third thing is, adverse situation, you feel they are nothing. They are very small. Parastiti, Baba is saying, Parastiti is nothing. And Parastiti comes with two, Prakriti and people. They become very small in front of you. You become taller. Parastiti become smaller. All these adverse situations, all the situations which everything is running against the grain with you. But yes, you feel you are very strong. So these all events, you feel they are shadows. Some people comes and insults you, shadow. Somebody comes and criticizes you, shadows. Somebody comes and maligns you, shadows. Somebody comes and casts aspersions on you, shadows. Somebody comes and levels false accusation against you, shadows. Somebody comes and ditches you, shadow. Somebody comes, your business partner hoodwinks you, shadow. Everything, all this. Somebody comes and mistrusts you, shadow. You work with somebody for 20 years, and one day you tell that person, I want to go on leave. And that person says, you are in charge. If you don't come back, then you are hurt. I stayed here for 20 years, and once I asked, should I go home? And that person says, well, if you don't come back, mistrust. These are all hurting situations of life. But then, these situations appear nothing. Very small. Very, very small. You know, in Mahatma Gandhi's life, two very important events. St. Petersburg railway station. When a young gentleman sitting in the train compartment, filled with vigor and filled with enthusiasm, and the train master comes and tells him, where is your ticket? And he shows first class tickets. He says, come down, get down. And he was thrown out. Okay, this is one event. When the blood is young, he cannot tolerate this, and this gives rise to a protest and the revolution in Africa first. Now come back. In 1940s, during Quit India movement, in one rail, in the third compartment, one old gentleman is sitting, and two farmers are sitting beside him. And it is night time, and Mahatma Gandhi is sitting, and suddenly during sleep, he is sitting like this. His feet touch one of the farmer, and that farmer is angry because he doesn't know who is this. He says, you, why you are touching my body? Just can't you sleep nicely? He says, I am sorry, please. And he pulls his legs towards his towards his chest. After some time, Gandhiji goes to sleep again, and again one of his feet touch the other farmer, and that other farmer is so furious, he says, how dare you, old man, to hit me like this? Can't you sleep nicely? And now after this, Mahatma Gandhi gets up and sits, doesn't sleep. Whole night he spends in sitting. That was the event. In first event, when he was a young man, he could not tolerate that. But now the old man, the man has become matured. Now here, with maturity has come humility. He spends the whole night sitting, so that his feet should not touch those two farmers. And then they reach the station. And then there is a huge gathering, and the mob shouting, Mahatma Gandhi ki jai, and Mahatma Gandhi ki jai. And those farmers, they are ahead, about to get down, and they are wondering, who is the Mahatma sitting in this train? Because they don't know. They say, there is no Mahatma here, go away. And then they alight, and then Mahatma Gandhi comes, and people are coming and garlanding him, and they feel repentant, penitent. They feel what we did. He is the person we spent the whole night with them, and we could not recognize. Now, I was wondering, the journey of this man, when he was very young in South Africa, he could not tolerate that. And here he spent the whole night sitting. This is the journey of spirituality. This is not the journey of a politician. This is not the journey of any ordinary man. This is a journey of spiritual maturity. When you accept things, when things appear shadow to you and you are not affected by them. So the third thing is, situations are nothing in front of you. Fourth is, you become what Baba is knowledgeful. You understand three, time, and you understand soul. Knowledgeful. Then next is, you become filled, you start service of the soul, giving them good wishes. And the last thing is smiling. Always there would be smile on your face. Your face would not be peevish, your face not be irritable, but there would be smile. So that is the end result. So journey starts from becoming fearless. This is swasthiti. Six things are happening: fearlessness, nirbhayata, powerful, shaktishali, situations nothing in front of you, you become knowledgeful, you start serving souls. Even if they do not understand you, you know that they are under influence. Just imagine a drunkard comes and starts shouting. Do you shout at him? You know he is under influence, parvash. So you consider people that they are parvash, and you start serving them with good wishes. And as a result of all of these things, as an aftermath of this, what comes is smiling face. So this is what Baba is saying. Get situated in the Swa Stiti original stage. Om Shanti.